Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It will be mostly warm to hot with scattered showers and thundershowers in Gauteng and Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Northwest today. Pretoria 32, Joburg 30, Mbombela up to 34 and Emalahleni 27. Polokwane up to 30 today and Rustenburg 37. And if you're travelling Cape Town 27, Gqeberha also up to 27, Durban 28 and Bloemfontein very hot 38.
Thank you very much, Chris Gates, who says, listen, robots are out at Ruhama and on Dakot. It's causing congestion towards Johannesburg. Currently backed up about a 10-minute delay there.
The South African Human Rights Commission has written to President Cyril Ramaphosa expressing its dissatisfaction about being excluded in the consultation process regarding two clauses of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Last month, the Solidarity Movement and the National Economic Development and Labour Council revealed that they have reached a consensus about the dispute over Clause 4 and 5 of the Act. Clause 4 will enable Education Department to instruct schools to enrol more pupils if there's a surplus in some, while Clause 5 allows provincial departments to amend schools' mother tongue education policies only if the community around the school does not speak the language. And in Australia, police are hunting for three suspects over an arson attack on a Melbourne synagogue, which has been designated as a terrorist act. A mask-wearing attacker set the Adas Israel synagogue ablaze before dawn on Friday, gutting most of the building. Some congregants were inside the single-story building at the time, but no serious injuries were reported. I'll have more on these and other stories for you at 8.
Well, it's a good Monday for American Johannes Veerman, who celebrated a dream debut in the Nedbank Golf Challenge, taking a one-stroke victory at Sun City, edging out South Africa's Ulrich Potgieter in a thrilling finish yesterday. It was very close for the 20-year-old Potgieter, who held a one-stroke lead with four holes to play, but he bogeyed the 16th to be tied for the lead before again bogeying the 18th, and a pretty emotional result for Veerman.
My caddy and my family, we sacrificed so much. They traveled with me on the road all year last year, you know, and to pick up, to leave your friends and leave your family behind, and it takes a lot. It's a lot of sacrifice, and to win this season, to start off this season with a win, I mean, it's indescribable.
No, it's not hay fever. He was actually in tears. Best place South Africans behind Potgieter, Christian Besaidenhout and Oki Strydom, in a tie for sixth on a total of two under par. And the two of them, Besaidenhout and Strydom, at some stage during the course of the tournament, held a lead and looked as though they would challenge for the title. So the South Africans, you'd have to say, have done pretty well. The Proteas in Sri Lanka have set up what should be a thrilling final day of the second test at St. George's Park in Gqeberha. It's after the visitors reach the close of play on day four on 205 for five. So they need another 143 runs to win the match with those five wickets in hand. England hitting back with force yesterday, securing a six-wicket victory over the Proteas women in the second women's ODI in Durban as the tourists levelled the series 1-1, chasing 136 to win. England had no trouble reaching their target, coasting to 137 for four with 26 overs to spare. Lando Norris won the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix to steal McLaren's first constructors' title since 1998, and the Blitzbox came back to beat France in a dramatic final in Cape Town. They won 26-14, earning their first Cape Town title in 9 years. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.